Why do you want to serve on the WMC board?
Well, the main reason is that my husband and I have decided we want to live in Wrangell for the rest of our lives, and we want to raise our daughter here. And so I think it's important for younger people in the community to start taking an active role in how things develop in our town. And as a citizen of here, I, of course, want a good, reliable, stable hospital. And I feel that working towards that will not only enhance my own family's life, but enhance everyone's life that lives here and make it possible for us to continue the great town we have.
Please describe your skills and experience. What makes you qualified to serve on the board?
Well, currently I'm the director at the Wrangell Museum, and I previously worked in museums and not-for-profits in Seattle. I have a master's degree in museum studies, and my emphasis in that was in development and not-for-profit administration. So I feel that that could bring an additional perspective, since a hospital usually is, and our hospital here is, a not-for-profit. So I have experience working with those kind of companies. And in my position at the museum, I've had the opportunity to work with the Nolan Board and the City Council and the Wrangell Cooperative Association. So I've gotten accustomed to how boards and whatnot work in Wrangell, and I hope that I would be able to bring a fresh perspective to the Wrangell Medical Center board.
What do you see as the biggest challenges facing the board, and how do you plan on approaching them?
Well, first and foremost, I believe that the hospital and the city council need to work together to build a new hospital and long-term care facility. I think that was one of the problems that got us to this point, is that no one seemed to be able to work collaboratively together. So I think it's very important to get both entities to get along and work together. And I also believe it's important for the hospital board to rebuild the community's trust, since the recent events with the board have created sort of an unsavory feeling in the community towards people. So I think that the new hospital board should work towards regaining the trust and support of the town.